This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's actually a pretty nice day out. I mean, we're kind of expecting rain maybe at any minute, but you know, hopefully you get a nice day today.
It should be nice today. There is rain coming, but and it doesn't sound like it's coming for you until Saturday, but I've got it in the forecast for Friday and Saturday. And
now, mine says Monday, so I'm...
Don't even have it at all for the weekend.
Supposedly, I'm not getting it. I mean, although I will say the clouds are looking somewhat foreboding right now. So who the
where
hell
you are at right now? I've got blue skies and sunshine.
Well, I got a little sun, but I see some pretty dark clouds out there.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, there's weather on the way, and however that hits you, you know, the Bay Area is big, and there's microclimates, so what are you going to do?
What can you do?
I wanted to mention this real quick because I did the story and never even got to the conclusion. The article was titled, "We're All Really Bad at Knowing When to End a Conversation at a Party," and we meandered around, and I never got to the conclusion. What they say is, leave them wanting more. Always pull a Costanza. Just split. Leave them wanting more. Better than making them go, oh my God, I feel like I have to chew my arm off to get away from this thing.
I'm caught
Don't
in
be
this
that
lady's
guy.
Bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you see them shifting around and say, oh, okay, I'm going to go hit the bathroom. They definitely have had too much of you.
Right. Keep your conversation short and get out of there as soon as there's a good opportunity.
It's so awkward.
That is the way to deal with these party conversations.
Good luck,
everyone.
All
right, everyone. Our text number is 800-400. Say that again?
If we ever go to a party again.
We are going to parties again.
Okay,
please.
Vinny. You keep promising me.
The vaccine's getting around. You hear?
I have. I'm excited. I can't wait to get it.
Nobody's, you know, welcomed me into the vaccine party yet.
No.
But I can't wait to go.
That's one party I do want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 writes, Vinny, I too have a 7-year-old daughter, and I have never taken more pictures in my life. I treasure each day and already missed the earlier years. From one father to another, Sarah's right. I think you're doing an awesome job.
Mm.
And it's refreshing to share every morning with you and hear about your life adventures. It's good to know I have someone else out there to get through this together with. We got this. That's nice. Thank you. Here's the next one, though. It's always the way. The very next one. Oh, Vinny, I just had a sudden wave of sympathy for you when we're talking about the teen years. You're going to go through it for like 10 years straight. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It's all right. It does end. Amazingly, they start to mature and become adults and see more than just their world and how you're so terrible and why do you keep trying to tell them what to do? You don't know anything.
Hey, Sarah, right. Was that the boss that said... Wait. Was the boss that said that to you one of the ones who you would perk up your chest before an interview for?
No. I didn't perk up my chest before interviews. I wore suits to interviews.
I'm not sure if they're referencing in your youthful years you would, you know, turn on the headlights before going into a room at a party, but that's not an interview, and that's youthful Sarah, not business Sarah.
Yeah, business Sarah is just, I have no sense of humor, and I'm certainly not using my boobs to get a job. I don't think it would have worked. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know. I thought there might be more. I mean,
nope, that's it.
Oh.
In fact, if anything, after the very first PD I had, I was like, please stop touching me.
Oh.
Like that guy, I was, if anything, I would wear a heavy sweater and some, I don't know, shoulder pads and a helmet to go into a, I just like, I'm here because I want to do a job, not because I want you to hug me and press your whole body against me every day. Gross. Dave.
Oh, crunch. My friend and her husband were hosting a dinner party, and when they wanted everyone to leave, her husband stood up and said, well, we should do this again sometime. And then they started handing everybody their coats.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Very direct, very to the point, no mistaking that one.
I have to say, that's one thing I value about close friends is that when I start yawning and I'm thinking, well, this is over, I go, all right, you guys, get the F out. I'm done. And they all go, all right, see you next time. It's great. They all wanted to leave too. So we're all
415 says the best Modern Times conversation ender was Phoebe from Friends.
Oh,
when Ross
say?
Asked her to help him move, and she said, oh, I'd love to, but I don't want to.
That's a good one. Sorry I'm late. I didn't want to be here.
That's hilarious. It's so easy to just say, okay, gotta go, or okay, see ya, or take care, bye.
Yeah, no, it's not that easy at a party, especially if you don't know that many people, because you go, okay, bye, and then you turn around and you look around, and you know the only person who's willing to talk to you is that one guy who's going, oh, you left me. I'm glad it's so easy for you.
You shouldn't, 541, hey, Eugene, hello. Hello, Oregon.
Hey
Hello.
There.
You should need a participation ribbon for doing the job that you were hired and are paid for. No, I don't think that. And I do understand what you're saying about that, that if someone's walking around needing positive reinforcement for a good job, their boss doesn't have enough time in the day. Mm. But the occasional, as a boss, you've taken on a job to manage people. Manage them.
Yes.
That's actually a good boss understands that part of it. They don't look at their employees as a pest or a nuisance. They understand they've taken on the job of managing people.
Right.
And they get that that's part of the gig. Our current boss is great at it.
Yeah.
He stops what he's doing and says, what can we do for you? What do you need? What can I do to help? And that's
meanwhile,
all you
I know
want.
How busy he is. Right. Look, a little... Frankly, yes, the paycheck is the gratitude. But saying, hey, good job on something that someone did a good job is free.
Right.
It doesn't cost the company any money. And it might actually save the money in the long term because you'll stay. Oh, my God, I'm appreciated here where I do my work.
Again, manager of people.
Mm.
Hello.
Well, hello to you.
Let's see. The tsunami warning's over. That's good news.
That's in New Zealand, by the way.
In New Zealand,
we're not
right.
under a tsunami warning here.
At a pizza chain restaurant in Iowa, that's the place. It's called Pizza Ranch, the one with the Fruit Loop pizza.
Oh, in Iowa, Pizza Ranch.
It's in Iowa. It's called Pizza Ranch. They call pineapple and pork pizza sweet and swine. Disgusting,
ew.
In my opinion. They also have dessert pizza, so there you go.
Oh, that looked like a pizza with frosting and Fruit Loops on it.
It
looked
gross.
Like dessert pizza.
I actually...
Look, if people will buy it, they'll sell it. And so what you have to do is stop buying that S. Or we're going to just get more of it. Next thing you know, Cocoa Puffs pizza, Corn Flakes pizza. I guess it would be Frosted Flakes pizza.
Because
Corn Flakes, who wants those on pizza? Come on. I want Frosted Flakes.
Okay, the 510 made a great joke about visiting China, but we can't tell BH jokes on the air. That's not an option.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Thank you, though.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the BH joke, but we're not.
Yeah. In case you missed the story, if you want to visit China, you have to take a butt swab.
Right.
For your COVID test.
That's your COVID test,
That's
right.
your COVID. So that is, in and of itself... A good way to keep people out. Sure, come on in. Bend over first. What?
Hey, 209 says, I've had the COVID test and that swab up the nose was extremely uncomfortable for me and I would rather do the rectal swab any day than do that again.
I wonder if you go that bad.
You went to a rectal swab?
No, the nose one. Like, because they do it, they don't stick it up all the way anymore. It's just like around the nostril.
Oh.
Like,
that doesn't work.
It's a little uncomfortable. It just makes you feel like you have to sneeze, but.
Yeah, my eyes teared and ran down my face for 20 minutes afterward. No pain, wasn't bad. It was just like they had clearly irritated something in there that was like.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it once was in the beginning of all this.
Mm.
You know what, though? It's better than a butt swab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Look,
have you, had a butt
are looking for reasons to pull your pants down in public. I'm not. You're always asking to take your pants off, and the answer is always no.
Don't put it on me. You may very well do a fine job. In fact, they may be like with the stick, and it just goes whoosh. Right, well, what just happened to that stick?
Well, hold on to it tight, guys. I do not need to go in for surgery later. Jesus. I don't know what my butt works the opposite way. I don't know what's going on with yours.
You don't know.
You're right. I don't.
Let's see here. When I was 30, I got my tonsils out in Los Gatos. My dad picked me up from the hospital. He drove from Montana to do that.
Because he's your daddy and he loves you. I'll come get you and I'll bring you ice cream in bed.
Yeah.
No, in the old days, you wanted your tonsils out because you heard that you got to eat ice cream for 2 weeks. They tell you kids that now, Nicole? Is that what you hear when you're...
No. Mm.
See, it's not as good anymore.
I think that's very rare nowadays. People don't get those removed, right?
I have no idea. I still have mine. I think Vinny got his out, though, right?
My tonsils, I got out twice.
They grew back?
It's like one of my stories. I got them out as a little boy, very little boy.
Uh-huh.
And then they came back because I didn't get them all out.
Oh.
And I was older at that point and have a better memory of this kid next to me. You know, you would think they put me into a room with someone who was having their limbs taken off one joint at a time, the way this kid screamed. But we were both in there for the same reason. But I swear it was bloody murder this kid was screaming. And I couldn't sleep. And I couldn't, you know that sound of someone who's screaming like they're dying?
Yeah, that's not conducive to a good night's sleep.
I was just so bummed. I'm like, and my mom said, you know, listen, Will, when you wake up, you tell them that you're awake and then we'll come get you. Well, I never went to sleep. So I'm like, my mom said she'll come get me. So please call her. And they're all, it's 8 p.m. It's going to be a long night.
She said so.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you get the Mondo drugs into that kid? Let's put him out.
The screamer, man. What are you going to do? I mean, it's bloody murder. It's whatever's happened behind that curtain. My God. I think Tina Turner was a concert tour and Oprah was promoting her. Oprah wore a wig and a dress and danced during the opening of her talk show. During the show, Oprah had concert tickets to the audience members. You get tickets. You get tickets. I don't know,
everybody,
but I remember that
gets
being
the tickets. I don't remember
a big promotion. And I didn't even watch the show. It was just in commercials. How do you not know that? You watched her, right?
Yeah, but, you know, she did thousands of shows, man.
All right.
What do I know? I like Oprah. I know I like her.
A lot of people have written in and tried to explain the NFT to us, but I'm not able to understand after reading your text, so I'll...
It's tough.
I'll hope our guy Scott Budman or that young man in 417, whatever, can explain it to us better.
Non-fungible tokens that are... pieces of art, music, art, what have you. I don't get it. How can you split that up? You just get like two notes from the song? I don't get it.
Bruce is hugely thoughtful and intelligent person. I can see him totally holding his own with Obama. He's a slow talker with an East Coast accent.
Well,
that's
so
it.
Obama.
I've seen him interviewed numerous times. Very good. Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about, though. The slow talker thing. And sometimes and anyone who doesn't talk regularly will stammer a little bit as they're collecting their thoughts. If he's, you know, practiced, maybe he's going to sound good. I haven't listened to their podcast. I agree, though. He's a great artist. Prolific.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's written, what, 200 songs?
If I would say that is a small... estimate. I would say that's a dude over his career. He's probably written 10,000 songs, and we've only heard the ones that have made it onto the records.
415 says, saw Sheik with Nile Rodgers a couple years ago at Coachella. They were awesome and rocked the bleep out. Oh. Have a great day.
Is that our clip of the day? The disco party that we did this morning? That was fun. Yeah, that's a good one. Apparently, some woman drove her cousin crazy by playing Freak Out! Digga digga dig 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 dig. Over and over until her cousin threw her through a bar and she smashed her face on the speaker and was arrested for domestic violence. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she was so upset. That is one of the good songs.
It is a good song. You're right. Mm-hmm. Love Vinny's Dump Adventures. I found the only doll I ever loved at the dump with my dad. Brought her home and my mom and grandma cleaned her up and made her clothes and a bed. My dad asked me what her name was and I answered Dumpy. He was so sweet and he told me, that's a really good name.
Dumpy! Well, why wouldn't you name her Dumpy? That's where he got her, at the dump. Someone dumped Dumpy.
Uh-huh.
Dumpy.
Dumpy.
That's adorable. God, kids are so not creative.
Well, they don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Her name's Trashy Whore.
Let's hope they don't know those words, Sarah.
All right.
I got a bunch more, but I am out of time. But thanks so much for contributing to our show. We always appreciate your texts. Back after these to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Vinny, what did you just draw a horrified breath about?
Well, it's not horrified, but it, you know, as we said, we got too many texts. We couldn't get to all of them. A lot of the texts we got from friends, people agree with me. Ross is the worst friend. But here's one that I didn't even, this isn't even on my radar, really.
All right.
415 says, hey, Vin, looking for things to watch? We just rewatched Coming to America last night in prep for the sequel being released tomorrow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Definitely
Eddie
holds up after all these years. Have a great day. I didn't know that was coming out tomorrow.
Oh,
where?
Seriously? You know, somebody do some research on that. But that is, the news about that is everywhere.
No,
right now.
I don't watch the nighttime shows, so I imagine that's one of the ways that that's getting around, but I don't...
It's, you know, it's, honestly, it comes down to, you just can't get to everything that's in your stacks.
Right.
I'm trying to see if I have...
It's going
to
be on Prime Video.
Oh, great. So we've already
seen Amazon Prime.
So you'll be able to watch
it. It's going to have Coming to America.
Two.
Starting tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Starting tomorrow. Yeah, you know, it says Coming to, the number two
coming
America.
Coming to
so.
America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cute.
Adorbs, isn't it? I know.
Well done. Yeah, I love that movie. What was that? It's not McDonald's, it's MacDonald's, right?
Yeah, something. I can't remember. I definitely saw that movie, but I should probably rewatch it too. I think that's a really good point. We should watch the first one and then see everybody 30 years later.
I'm in.
What year did the original one come out?
88.
Oh, 33 years ago. How did that happen? What?
So fun. I can't wait. Anyway, all right. Well, that's all. I don't have anything else. So I hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah. Stick around because V-Hale's up next, followed by our little Janie. Comes on in the afternoon.
That V-Hale, the party never stops.
But it really doesn't.
If you follow her on Instagram, you will see a person who is party.
How does she do it?
I don't know.
No one knows. I know. Crazy. And then we'll check you back here tomorrow morning. It is going to be Friday.
Thank you.
See you then.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.